And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning as we get ready for Game 3 of this series, a very good baseball series between the Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Well, the Giants won it last night 2-0, kind of an old-fashioned baseball game. No home runs for the Giants last night. We'll talk about it. And they get the job done 2-0 over the Braves to take the series, and they go for the sweep today of Atlanta. How do you like that? This has been a good series, a good baseball series, a lot of excitement, and the Giants have taken it, and they go today for the series sweep. They have won 13 out of 16, 32,058 at the old ballpark last night, a crisply played game in 2 hours and 40 minutes. The Giants now are 49-25 at home. They're 4-2 on this homestand after splitting the two with San Diego. With the four games with San Diego 2-2, they've now taken the first two with the Atlanta Braves. The Braves have lost four straight. They are not hitting with runners in scoring position, and a lot of that is the Giants pitching. They're 4-26 in their last chances with runners in scoring position. All right, let's talk about last night's game as we get ready for baseball today. Alex Wood opened for the Giants last night. Now, he's come off the COVID list. He was very effective. The Braves helped out. As we talked about it on the pregame show, you like to hit early in the count against Alex Wood. And in the first inning, they were all over it, and Wood was done in about 10 pitches. He went three very effective innings. No hits, no runs. He hit a batter and threw 37 pitches. Now, if he would have gotten one more batter, gotten one more out, a 10th out, a big incentive would have kicked into his contract, about $250,000. But the Giants took him out, precautionary reasons allegedly, and he was done after 37 pitches last night. Then the game started in the fourth inning. For the Atlanta Braves, Jorge Soler just crushes a Littell pitch to center field. And Steven Duggar really made one of the best plays I've ever seen him make. He went over the fence, literally over the fence in center field, got the ball in his glove and flipped it back into the field of play. Soler lost a home run, ended up with a double. Freddie Freeman then got a base hit to left field, but it was hit so hard, Soler had to stop at third. Now Littell was in trouble. No score, Charlie Morton on the hill for the Atlanta Braves, and Littell got it together, that high fastball and a good slider, and goodbye Adam Duvall, goodbye Austin Riley, and goodbye Travis d'Arnaud. And the Braves were done without scoring a run in the fourth. Well, in the bottom of the fourth, the Giants got to Charlie Morton. Lamont Wade Jr., you can't say enough about him, what he has brought to the table for the Giants. He starts it off with a walk, great eye. Crawford gets a base hit, and the chants of MVP, MVP were heard throughout Oracle Park last night. Crawford had a great defensive game last night. In fact, the Giants, the whole team had a great defensive game last night. So Crawford gets a base hit. Now it's first and second. Springs up Mike Yastrzemski, who's been in a slump, let's face it. And on his own, he drops a bunt down to third base. Riley comes in, makes a fabulous play. Freddie Freeman, a good pick on the other end. Yastrzemski's out, but he gets credit for the sacrifice. Moves runners to second and third with one out. This brings up that man, Kurt Casale. And you can't say enough about the job that he has done. He caught another shutout last night. That's his ninth of the year. The team has 16. The pitchers, all the relievers that came in and everyone else, 119 pitches last night, 77 strikes. And a lot of the credit goes to Kurt Casale. Well, on the offensive side, it's not been a great season, but he's effective behind the plate with the bat. And he muscles a base hit into right field. The Giants get two runs in, and they lead it 2-0. And that is where it ended last night. The bullpen, it was a bullpen game, and I'll include Wood in that. 9 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. For Charlie Morton, they got to him after 5 innings, 97 pitches. He was gone. Giants couldn't add on, but the bullpen did the job. Rogers came in the eighth and looked very comfortable. And Dominic Leone got the ninth last night, and he ended up getting the save. So the Giants get a much-needed win. The Dodgers won earlier in the day. So for the Giants now, they are 97-52. The Dodgers are 95-54 with 13 games left to play in this 2021 season. My goodness. The homestand ends today. The Giants, as I said, are 4-2 on the homestand. Then a day off tomorrow. Then it's down to San Diego. Boy, they lost a heartbreaker yesterday to the Cardinals. Tyler O'Neill, we talked about him a lot with John Rooney on the pregame show yesterday. A big home run, a two-run shot. And the Cardinals, with three in the eighth inning, wiped out a 2-0 deficit. Darvish pitched great, and the Cardinals beat San Diego 3-2. So the Dodgers now 95-54. They're two back. In the wild card race, St. Louis 78-69. They've got a two-game lead on Cincinnati and three in the loss column. Today, St. Louis and San Diego play. It is Happ and Arrieta in that one. And Happ has pitched great for the Cardinals. Arrieta has not pitched well for San Diego. Cincinnati, as I say, two back, three in the loss column. San Diego, two and a half back, three in the loss column. And the Phillies, two and a half back, three in the loss column. This is a big game for the Atlanta Braves in the East. They are 76-70. The Phillies are 76-72, and they've won four straight. They are one game back of the Atlanta Braves. So the Braves have a big incentive today to get a win on the board against the Giants. The ESPN game tonight is the Philly game, and that is Phillies and the Mets, Rich Hill and Kyle Gibson in that one. The Brewers beat the Cubs yesterday. Their magic number is down to three. They've clinched a playoff spot at least. It is Lauer and Sampson in that one. Zach Littell got the win yesterday, three strikeouts, and a big, big fourth inning for him. For the Giants, no homers. They're still stuck on 227. 235 is the franchise record set in 2001, and their 12-game homer streak ends. But they win it last night. Very exciting. A good baseball game. 2-0 over the Atlanta Braves. All right, so what do we have today? Max Fried goes to the hill for the Braves today. He's a lefty. He's part of that Harvard-Westlake trio of Giolito and Flaherty and Max Fried, all high school teammates, my God. 27 years old, 76 major league start. He's got good stuff. He really does. 11-7 with a .347 earned run average and a whip of 1.18. Now, in his life, he's 2-0 against the Giants, and he did pitch against them earlier in Atlanta. Six innings, five hits, three runs, a homer, no walks, five strikeouts. Wasn't great, but I saw enough of him in that game to realize he's got really good stuff. In his last eight games, he's 4-0 with 51 innings, 38 hits, only four homers given up, eight walks, and 49 strikeouts. On the year, in 142 innings, 40 walks and 143 strikeouts. Lefties, 267 with five homers. Righties, 232 with 10 homers. So I imagine that right-handed lineup with Slater and Ruff, et cetera, will be in there today. Runners in scoring position, 239. Runners in scoring position, two out, 305. This was the story with Charlie Morton yesterday, and we said it on the pregame. Get him in the stretch. So maybe it's the same thing here with Max Fried. You can run on him a little bit as well. So we'll see what seven stolen bases, three caught stealing. All right, on the other side of the coin, we've got Anthony DeSclafani today. He is very underrated. He's been terrific all year long for the Giants. He's a right-hander, 31 years old. He's 12-6 with a .324 earned run average, a whip of 1.09. Outstanding. He's 7-2 at home against Atlanta. He's 1-3 lifetime, and they did hit him down in Atlanta. Three innings, six hits, three runs, a couple of homers, no walks, and four strikeouts. He's had three September games, 17 innings, but more importantly, against San Diego, Colorado, and the Dodgers, he's only given up four runs, no homers, five walks, and 13 strikeouts. On the year, 152 innings. This is his 29th start. 18 homers, very good. 41 walks and 140 strikeouts. Batting average against is .221. Lefties .237 with 10 homers. Righties .207 with only 8. Now, first pitch, you can't ambush him. .273 batting average on that first pitch. First pitch on Max Fried, 21 for 63, so that's .333 with three homers, so maybe you go after Max Fried a little earlier in the count. Against DeSclafani, Freeman 5 for 15 with a couple of homers, Jock Peterson 7 for 16 with four, Riley 1 for 2 with a home run, and Soler 2 for 10 with a homer, so DeSclafani's going to have to keep the ball in the park today. So that's the setup. Good game. Very good game. Two good pitchers, two good teams. A little pressure on the Braves today to get it done, believe me, because the Phillies are close behind. For the Dodgers, they have Kershaw today against Wade Miley for Cincinnati. The Giants with a nice two-game lead with 13 to go. It is playoff baseball day by day, game by game. That is where we are in September. So we have our Original Joe's contest going today. Guess the score of the game at Baseball Marty. You can win dinner for two, and Raf is ready to break all ties in that one. All right, more coming up. The professor is next right here. We're going to talk with Ron Wotus, the third base coach of the Giants, right after these messages. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.